Okay, how many times does Beyonce modulate keys in this one? I forgot. I've given up counting how many times she modulated. How did she do that? How?
Bring the beat in.
Oh yeah, we're bringing this beat in. Okay? All right. Yes. Hello. did I just pull a Shane Dawson there? Yeah. Hello, everybody. Yes. yeah. This is your song ranter, Tark, here. And I said I was going to go back to my comfort zone and talking about songs from the eras that I'm used to listening to. You know, like the 60s, 70s, 80s. From here on out, but you know what? I am back into the millennium. So, yes. Yeah, I may or may not have given this as much thought as I should have, but here we are anyway. Yeah, we're gonna talk about, Beyonce's, Love on Top. Because that is one of those rare songs from today that I like. I mean, I like some of Beyonce's stuff, don't get me wrong, but this is the one that seals it for me. It's a feel-good track. It's a very feel-good track, and I got a feeling that, It's one of those songs you can listen to when you're feeling very depressed, feeling sort of in need of a pick-me-up, you know? Yeah. And, the reason why I thought I'd talk about this song is because, I was watching this YouTuber trying to break down the vocals of a song, and he was talking about how many times, you know, he was talking about, how many times that she modulated each key. And I'm still in awe at how she does that. But we're going to talk about that later. We're going to save that for later. Okay, so here we are in this song. This Love on Top thing. yeah, and let me reassure you. This is a lot better than Fifth Harmony's Work From Home. Oh my god. Oh my god. So much better. Better. There is a melody. They change it up every single time in this song. And again, I'll get into that later. But it's just, oh my gosh. You got a singer that is willing to go any distance that she can. I mean, there is no distance for her. There is no limit. There is a lot of distance for her. A lot of distance. Now, Beyonce, I will say she's got one heck of a voice. Let me tell you something. Now, Beyonce, before she even made it as a solo artist, she, I love all her stuff. Not all her stuff, but you know, like, I was very familiar with, the stuff she's done with Destiny's Child. I think among my favorite songs that she did with them was, oh gosh. There was a, what was that, see, this is where I am not the musical expert as I think I am. And this is where it stops here. Okay, so she had a really good song that she did with Destiny's Child. It was a cover of Samantha Sang's Emotions. Yeah, that's it. And she, Beyonce was remarkable in that song. I mean, she's remarkable in any kind of song that does not involve singing, talking every time. Oh, yeah. You know, like the recent stuff she does. Except for Don't Hurt Yourself. I like Don't Hurt Yourself. I actually do like it. Don't Hurt Yourself. That's the only song that I ever bother to listen to from Lemonade. But, again, with the digressing, let's stick to Love on top. All right, so to me, this song kind of reminds me a little bit of some stuff that this could easily pass as a song that Whitney Houston might have rejected and then Beyonce did it. That's what it reminds me of. It could have been a Whitney Houston song, I think. It would have sounded awesome with Whitney Houston doing the vocals on that one, because she... Whitney Houston, that's another great. That is another great. And I was just thinking of Whitney Houston doing that song. Like, yeah, just think about some of her dancier stuff. Like, that could be something she could do. If you really go back, this is another one of those musical what-ifs. Now, bear with me. Yeah, just imagine Whitney Houston doing that song. It's just like, wow. Mind blown. Or, this could be reminiscent. This could be reminiscent of anything Jackson 5 related. Anything Jackson 5 related. Or New Edition. New Edition, that could have been a good one too. And my dog is barking. Shut up! Okay, so yeah. I don't think I'm gonna edit that on. I'm not gonna edit that out because I'm gonna let the show go on. Okay, so. Shit. Okay, so yeah, like I said, this song could have, you know, just been a blast from the I can't talk now. This could have been easily Shut up, dog! Could have been a blast from the past with this song. Now, if you really watch the video, you can see in their choreography that is very, very, very Jackson 5 reminiscent. Because of the dance moves, and you know, I personally liked the video because it's, I thought it was just wholesome. You didn't have to do all that booty shaking, twerking, you know. Well, I mean, twerking is nice in some videos, but for this song, you don't need all that. You just need some snappy dance moves, you know, like, think back to Jackson 5. Think back to Jackson 5 era, you know, those kind of dance moves that they did, the stepping and the clapping, the spinning. You get it. You got the perfect picture in your mind. So, yes, that's what Love on Top is. The video to it anyway. Yeah, it's very bright, very shiny. Shiny? You describe a song shiny? What? You can't even see the song. How do you know it's shiny? Shiny. Da, 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 da. And I don't even know the words to that freaking song. Fuck. Okay, so yeah. Anyway. I do love Moana, though. Anyway, back to the topic. Okay. So. And I actually love the lyrics to this because it's so sweet, lovey-dovey. It doesn't even... You read it and you don't feel sick to your stomach because of how sickly sweet it is. It's not very sickly sweet because it's very romantic. It's like, you're the one I need, you're the one I love. Yeah, you're everything I see or something like that. I do have the lyrics right in front of me, exactly. So yeah, we're gonna do one of those things again. We're gonna talk about the lyrics. It's that time. Alright. So, it says, the first verse. Okay, just extract bring the beat in. Because we already brought the beat in. Now that is a very good opener, though. I really do think so. It's just, rather than just hit it, or come on, or bring the beat in. Like, Beyonce just commands that song to go how she wants it to go. Like, bring the beat in! Like, yeah. Like, bring the... If she asks you to bring the beat in, you bring it in. Okay? No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Bring the beat in. Damn it. Okay. So, the first verse. Honey, honey, I can see the stars all the way from here. Can't you see the glow on the window pane? I can feel the sun whenever you're near. Every time you touch me, I just melt away. Oh. Oh, that's so sweet. I like this. I really do like this. Because it's not cringy at all. It's not cringy like Work From Home is. So we're going to the bridge. Now, everybody asks me why I'm smiling out from ear to ear. They say love hurts. Hey. But I know it's gonna take the real work. Nothing's perfect, but it's worth it. After fighting through my tears, and finally you put me first. Now, that's dedicated to the one she loves. I love that. I love love songs like this. Love songs that are dancey and upbeat. But, yeah, you know, a friend and I was talking about love songs like that, where it doesn't have to be slow, like you have to go onto the dance floor and slow dance to it, but we were talking about love songs that can be upbeat, like, you know, How Will I Know by Whitney Houston, or I Wanna Dance With Somebody. Now, Love on Top is one of those shining examples of dancey love songs. Because it shows that, no, you don't have to slow dance when it comes to a love song. You can dance and just get down, you know? Oh, gosh, I sound like an old person when I said it. You know, you could just boogie on down, you know? And get down, chillin', get down. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you could get down to it. You really could. And just kind of just pay attention to the lyrics, too, and you're like, aww. Yeah. I don't even know what I'm talking about, but hey. That song, yeah, it's perfect for singing whenever you feel like you're just about to just go like, fuck it, you know, just like you've had enough of everything, but just like, baby, it's you. You're the one I know. Yeah, it's just, I like it. I very much like it. Even though I am a huge classic rock head. This is one of those songs I can make an exception for. From today's standards. It's just, you got a melody that is just willing to be versatile. And you got, a vocal that is not so monotone. Now, this is what I didn't discuss the last time I reviewed Work From Home by Fifth Harmony. I didn't discuss that how monotone those vocals are and how deep in auto-tune it was. Auto-tune. However, I mean, Beyonce's voice here isn't that bad, deep in auto-tune. It's just had a little few tweaks here and there, but I don't think she really needs that. No, she's a great, really good singer. She does not need auto-tune, and that's what makes me mad sometimes. I mean, everybody knows that, you know, you got, like, good singers like Freddie Mercury, Michael Jackson, Lady Gaga, all that. These kinds of singers don't need auto-tune. So why do that? Why? Now, excuse me, I'm gonna go on a little mini rant here. But, I mean, aren't their voices good enough? I mean, it's just, why? Why do you need to put auto-tune? Now, I can understand why for Fifth Harmony, though. I mean, yeah, they have so much potential, but they just don't use it. However, these other singers are like Beyonce, Lady Gaga, you know, these people nowadays that can actually sing. Why use auto-tune? Is it, but you know, it's the music industry. I that's not surprising, but still, it's enraging though. You got a singer that is obviously very good, but still you put auto-tune to it. I don't get it at all. I'm confused. Can someone please explain that to me? Is this the competitiveness of the music industry? That is probably it. Because, that's why these people, they put auto-tune in there. Just to make it sound absolutely perfect. But to me, it doesn't have to be perfect. Your voice is good enough as it is. Because, I mean, yeah, I mean, you don't have to do the vocal runs. Just as long as your voice is strong and very emotive. That's what seals the deal for me. It's just, you know, just bring personality to your voice. Bring some sort of energy. Sort of like a certain aura to it. You don't have to have auto-tune to have perfect pipes. I mean, nobody's pipes are perfect. Nobody's. Not even mine. And I don't like using auto-tune on me because let's face it, I don't know how to use auto-tune because heck no. Even if I did, I would not use it. I would not use it at all. But hey. Onto the song. But yeah, Beyonce, her voice is just, so good. And she doesn't even need to go down to that level of talk singing that she does in, like, Formation and you know, Run the World, Girls, Who Won This Mother? Yeah, you don't need to do that. The way she sings here on Love on Top, that is a perfect example of just singing it. And I'm just clapping. What am I doing clapping? Clap! Okay. Okay, so, no, it's just, she puts a lot of effort to sing this song, and it's like she doesn't even put any effort at all, but you could tell, though, because it's like, it's easy to sing this song. For her, it's very easy, because, you know, Beyonce, hello, but anybody else who isn't Beyonce, good fucking luck singing Love on Top, because, okay, again, we're gonna go into that a little bit later, okay? Alright, so, the chorus, yes, baby, it's you, you're the one I love, you're the one I need, you're the only one I see, come on, baby, it's you, and see that little bitty flip that she does on the line, come on, baby, it's you, like, how does she do it? Ah, yes, I remember. It's a, come on, baby, it's you. You. How? That little falsetto right there. It's just like, yep. That's icing on the cake right there. Just like, little bitty icing thing on, like a, just like that. It's just that little flip right there. That you. It's just, yes, bae, sing! Like, yeah, anybody could do that. But, yeah. You're the one that gives your all. You're the one I can always call when I need to make everything stop. That's where they stop. I like how they just pause the music. I think at some parts they pause the music. And there's just her voice, finally, you put my love on top. And I love how growly her voice gets, like, finally, you put my love on top. You know, it's just, I love that. I love that little growliness into her voice. Like, she does give it her all in a song. It's so, this is one of those songs that just, one of those singers that go all out. She stops at nothing. Nothing. And yeah, I mean, whoa, okay, so, yeah, and so, the lyrics, they're very lovely. I think they're very lovely. They're less cringy, or they're not even cringy at all compared to Fifth Harmony's Work From Home, where it's like, you're the boss at home, baby, work. No, you got more than just, okay, they do repeat top on some parts, but it's not as bad as work, okay. But let us talk about, okay, I've waited all this time to talk about this moment where Beyonce keeps changing keys near the end of the song. How the fuck does she do that? How? I don't get it. I just don't. It's, oh my god. Well, it's typical of me to not understand that because, hey, I'm an alto. I'm not supposed to understand these things. Like, how can she go that high? Yeah, how can she go that high? It's beyond me. My voice can't even do that. When I try to do that... Now, if you... I think I've seen a video of this little girl trying to do that song, and she's trying to modulate along with it, and she ended up coughing at the end of the song. Poor girl. Poor girl. That's me. That is me. That is me right there. I mean, any higher, I will just croak. Like, explode from how high that song goes. But it doesn't go too awfully high. Well, yeah. Yeah, it does. It ends up in the key of E. No, it started. The song starts out in the key of C, then you go to C sharp, then you go to D, then you go to E flat, and then you end up at E. E. Holy heck. Beyonce. What kind of woman are you? With a voice like that, she keeps going. Her voice is like the Energizer Bunny. Each key it goes up, she keeps going. She keeps giving it her all. Like, she's just like a, oh, what's a good simile? She's just like a boxer just trying to give all the best punches ever to each key that she goes into. Like, modulation is just non-stop. I'm just like, what? Okay, C-sharp is okay. C-sharp is okay, yeah. Okay, D? Okay. Oh, holy, whoa. E-flat? E-flat? No, E! E! It's just like, every time I hear that song, I'm like, are you sure that doesn't hurt her voice? Like, cause she say it like this, you know? Like, you're the one I love. You're the one I need. And she sings it out. Not like I did, because she does not sing in that falsetto. The need on the word need. She doesn't even sing in falsetto until the E part. But no, throughout, before hitting the E key, or the E flat key, she doesn't even sing it in the falsetto or the head voice. She sings it in like full voice on that word need, like need or something. I can't do it because I'm like, ah! I'm just screaming it, like scream whispering it, need! Ah! I don't even know. No, if I go any higher, I'd be like that girl trying to sing along. I'd be coughing and just like, give up. Oh my god, no. No more, Beyonce. No more. I can't, Dan. yeah, it's just, What, Beyonce? How? It's just like her voice is just like, it goes by with ease. Well, she hits those notes, just notes with ease. How can she do that? How does she do it? The world may never know. The world may never know. Let's just face it, she's one of those many talented singers that could do it all. Holy crap. Holy frickin' crap. Yeah. It still amazes me that she keeps going and going and going and going and just like, I think that's what she meant by putting love on top. On top of each key. The very top of the key. Put love on that. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she kicks ass on that song. I mean, this is why she makes it so hard for other people to do it, because they're trying. Okay, let me rephrase that. Okay, so the reason why this song was made so hard to sing by all these key changes and modulations, I think it's impossible for other people to do it. Only Beyoncé can do it. Only Beyoncé can do this. Nobody else can. They made that song tailor made for her because they know she can do it. They know she can flat out do it. Nobody else can. Nobody can do those key changes like her, I think. That's what I think. No, nobody else can try to do that. I can't even do it. Good Lord. How many key changes do we have to go through? Like 4 or 5? Holy crap. Holy crap. That song. So many key changes, so little time. That's what I'm gonna tag that as, I think. So many key changes, so little time. And see, what was even crazier, I've seen this group on the sing-off try and cover that song, and they did it just as good as her. Just as well. The crazy modulation and everything. Yes, I might have to link that, but in case if I don't, well, just look it up. It's, I'm gonna try and look it up. The Sing Off, Love on Top. Another show, I miss that show so much. It's this, acapella group called 10. Now, look up their performance of Love on Top. It is crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Holy crap. Yeah, so it's just as good as the original. They, right on the head. Right on the freaking head. So good. So freaking good. All right, so I think I've rambled probably about a good 27, 28 minutes, I think, about Love on Top. And, oh God, I hope this ramble is a lot better than the last one, because, yeah, that song, hoo-wee, ooh, nobody can sing that many key changes. Not many people can, I don't think. I mean, how? Oh, I'd be running out of breath and choking. Singing that many key changes. Good grief, woman. Holy heck. Alright. So, yeah, it's just a... Bottom line is, that song leaves me speechless. Beyoncé leaves me speechless. She's one of those many great singers that leave me speechless, because yeah, that's all I can say is yeah. Oh my God. Okay, well, anyway, yes, well, without further ado, I may have to head on out and get me a good old glass of Pepsi Max and kind of just relax a little bit, because holy crap, that song is so freaking hard to sing, and it's so awesome. Now, I can't say that much for many songs from today, but holy heck, yes, okay, so anyway, all right, your song, Richard Tark, signing out, and zoop!